Vicky entered her foyer and dropped her shopping bags on the floor. As she locked the door and kicked off her alligator pumps, the phone rang. She answered it in the kitchen so she could raid the pastry box while she chatted.
"Vicky, it's Link Benjamin."
His ragged voice came over the line.
"I have terrible news. Jack is dead."
"What?" She couldn't have heard right. "What did you say?"
"Jack was found in the bathtub of his hotel room this morning."
She dropped the phone and slid down against the wall. Her glasses fell off her face. The room spun. Sunlight glared. She smelled the new coat of wax on the kitchen floor.
"Vicky? Vicky?"
came faintly from the dangling receiver. She crawled over and grasped it. He would tell her it was a mistake. They had the wrong man. Or was it another of Jack's practical jokes?
"My Jack,"
she whispered.
"Vicky, I'm so sorry," he sobbed.
"Link, no, please, tell me it wasn't Jack. Are you sure? There must be a mistake, not Jack." Her heart thudded like a hammer. A stabbing pain pierced her chest. She held the receiver away from her ear.
"Vicky, are you there?"
His voice came through the earpiece.
"If you want, I'll be right over. I can tell you everything when I get there, or right now, whatever you want."
"Now," she demanded.
"The Dallas police found him drowned in his hotel bathtub."
"Dallas? What was he doing in Dallas? He's supposed to be in Chicago doing a story on the FBI.
She screeched beyond rational thought. "No, this had to be a mistake."